My name is Katia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. That's KETSIAAURELIEN. This is for patient Curtis J. Hart, CURTIS, middle initial J, HART. This dictation was done on October 10th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage two. This CKD is stable and has been and is related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process, period. The recent laboratory workup reveals a BUN of 20 from 25, creatinine of 1.15 from 1.23, and a GFR of 65 from 60. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments. There is improved albuminuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 24 from 227 milligrams. There is no evidence of non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 98 milligrams from 107 milligrams, period. The patient does not have active kidney disease at this point, and the kidney functions are very well preserved. We recommend continued sodium restriction of 2 grams in 24 hours and a plant-based diet, period. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus. The recent A1C is 6.9% from 6.5%. He is taking Ozempic in addition to his other diabetic regimen. Continue with the diabetic diet as well as the current regimen, period. Next line. Arterial hypertension, likely secondary to aldosteronism. The patient has a left adrenal adenoma measuring 1.1 centimeters, which was seen on the CAT scan of the abdomen dated 11/22/21, period. The most recent serum aldosterone was elevated at 13.97 and the renin was 12.7. We will repeat the aldosterone, renin, and renin-aldosterone ratio for the next visit. The patient's blood pressure has remained stable at 134 over 68. He states his blood pressure readings at home are even better with systolic of 120s and diastolic of 70s, period. We also recommend a decreased sodium in the diet and for him to monitor his blood pressure at least daily, period. Next line, renal artery stenosis status post, left renal angiogram, and plain old balloon angioplasty of the left renal artery and aortogram, period. This was done on 09/16/22, period. The blood pressure has improved significantly since undergoing this procedure, period. Next line, secondary hyperparathyroidism, stable on calcitriol, C-A-L-C-I-T-R-I-O-L, 0.25 micrograms, one tablet daily, period. We will order mineral bone disease labs to further evaluate, and we repeated, and we refilled the calcitrol. Next line, hyperuricemia. There is no recent uric acid level on file. We will order one, period. Continue taking continue with a low protein diet and avoid foods high in purine, P-U-R-I-N-E, period. He is not currently taking any medications for this. Next line, fatty liver / hepatomegaly. Next line, spinal stenosis. Next line, history of renal stone as per CT of the abdomen dated 11/22/21. Next line, the patient was seen by Dr. Saka, S-A-A-K-A, recently, and was told all is well. He is has no complaints or concerns since having the left renal angiogram and angioplasty, period. We will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. And